أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 34 of Surah An-Nisa. Some few ayats before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded men with regards to their wives, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them in an amicable way according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will include all the responsibilities and all the rights that a woman has over a man. All of it should be fulfilled in the best of ways. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the designation of tasks and duties in a marriage between husband and wife. When we look at the realities of matters, there is no association of people in which all will become leaders or all will become followers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the system of this world that there will be one person that becomes responsible for a group, even if it is two people. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has now distributed and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has designated the functions and the tasks of the husband and the functions and the tasks of the wives. Hence Allah ta'ala says, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَى. Men are responsible, men are the guardians, the caretakers of the women. بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given virtue of some of them over others. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all speaks about the task and the responsibility of the men. They have the responsibility of the safeguard, of looking after the woman. They have the responsibility of taking care of them in every aspect. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of one Allah-given inherent quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in many men or in most men. And Allah says, بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, because of what virtue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in some of them amongst others. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say that Allah ta'ala has put this virtue in men and not in women. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the excellence and the quality of leadership that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed in some over others. That shows that this is a journey of life, that both man and wife, when they have come into this marriage, they are going to continue this journey side by side. But because of the designation of tasks, everyone will not have the same task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put some of these qualities of leadership. Allah ta'ala has placed it in the man more than Allah ta'ala has placed it in the woman. Not to say that man has become superior because of that. Not to say that a woman has become inferior. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now delegates the tasks. When we look at the reality of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made us human beings. Allah ta'ala has given us hearts and Allah ta'ala has given us the brain. Allah ta'ala has given us intellect, and together with that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us emotions. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this in different proportions to male than to females. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the responsibility. In other words, some ulama have stated the man is mas'ool. He becomes responsible and he is going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created within him the capacity. وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, and because he spends, they spend from their wealth. In other words here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the second function and task of a man, that he needs to see to the response, he needs to see to the maintenance, and he becomes responsible for the maintenance of his wife. On the one hand, he accepts her in marriage, then he has to pay the mehr. On the other hand, when he has accepted her in marriage, he accepts now to take the responsibilities of seeing to her, to see to her safety, to see to her eating, to see to her drinking, to see to her residence, and like that, her clothing, and all the needs and necessities that a woman will have. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the tasks and the functions and the duties of the woman. First Allah says, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ. That salih woman, the pious woman, are those who are obedient. Obedient first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then of course they accept that they are now the role players in a different task, and they accept the leadership of their husbands, in that they become obedient to whatever he says. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear that when there are matters to be discussed in the leadership, then there will be mashwara between husband and wife. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included, that is not going to be a single-handed, it is not going to be a man that is going to do and say everything, but there will be mashwara. And then we found Allah ta'ala giving the leader now that task and function, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after all this is put in place, then the husband has to be obeyed in all the matters with regards to the marriages. And then Allah ta'ala says, حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهِ. And then she becomes a safekeeper. She is one who safeguards because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has safeguarded, or she protects by the protection of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What does she protect? Number one is the wealth of the husband, that she will not be a woman that is extravagant in the spending of the husband's wealth. Number two, the property of the husband. And number three, the children of the husband. That becomes her responsibility. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it the responsibility of the wife that she will look after the property, the wealth of the husband, and also the children. And now Allah ta'ala says, حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ, that she becomes one that protects in the absence of the husband. Now this happens that a woman has to take an additional responsibility when the husband is not there. But it does not mean in any way that when the husband is there, she becomes irresponsible or she becomes careless. And this is the designated task that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. That whilst she will see to the household responsibilities, she will see to the responsibilities of growing up the children, she will see to the responsibilities of the discipline of the children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her that responsibility, whilst Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the responsibility of the husband to take care of her and of course to spend on her. Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.